Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and this is a Monday show, November 15th, 2010. So, had a wonderful session yesterday, 8-hour conference call, getting rid of alien parasitic life forms, body rejuvenation. So, if you're interested in having yourself feel better, then you may want to get on the call next weekend. And we have two more of these left. So, if anybody would like to call in who've been on that call yesterday, or even on previous ones, just to let people know what it's like, I would really like that, because coming from me is one thing, but coming from you out there listening who've been on them is quite something sometimes when I hear what's happened to people. So, as far as what got released out of them. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. And we'll go back, whatever happened to you today. So think of a situation that caused problems in your life today. And we'll release that energy from you. Remember, the light shift will not take away your experience, because you're here to experience and experience. If you don't have an experience, then what good is it to be here? But they will take away the trauma. And the trauma should not be stored. In fact, the trauma that you're dealing with is probably the trauma mainly from your ancestors. And the reason why you got involved in a situation is because their stuff is now crept into your life. This is why you want to have a whole lifetime emotional clearing, so you can get it away from you. This is why we do sample clearing, so it's to educate you on how the light shift works. There's no other modality on this planet like it, and it's instantaneous healing. So if you're interested in what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, you found the right radio program to listen to. Tell all your friends, especially the Christians, because they need to know this information. So here we go. Let's do an emotional clearing. So think of a situation that you had today, and it could be anything. Remember, it should not be stored in you. And in fact, I'll say it a little differently. You might think that a positive experience is good. Well, that's going to be stored in your DNA. Now, you all heard of karma, law of cause and effect. So if you have something good stored into you, remember, your body's seeking balance, okay? So what is a good situation going to draw to you in your life? A negative one, because your body wants to be in non-judgment. So I'll say that over again, because you might be going, what's Ron talking about? Why is a good experience going to be bad for me? The reason is that it's going to draw a negative thing to you. Remember, the law of cause and effect. Everything wants to seek balance. And your body doesn't want to be involved in energies that's going to cause it to be out of balance. So positive energy and negative energy are the exact same thing. Just depends how you wish to view it. And when you view it, it's in a judgment. So what you think might be good for you may be bad for somebody else. So even if you do have a good experience and you love it, that's going to bring to you a negative experience somewhere along the line to counteract that. That's why you want to be in discernment. You want to be in the moment. So as long as you're running these alien timelines and they abduct you, take you into these back and forth, working with the law of cause and effect according to your body genetics, which is stored inside of you from your ancestors, you're going to be continuously going on an emotional roller coaster ride for your whole lifetime. Once you have an emotional clearing, then your past is about 95% erased from you. All these situations, we'll say good and bad, but mainly the bad ones are what you hang on to, are, you know, consciously, are going to be eliminated. So now you can be in discernment. So let's just say that you go to Disneyland, okay, and you have a wonderful time on a ride. Well, that's good. Now let's say you go on another ride, and they're closing maybe a door on the ride, and you get your finger pinched. Well, what are you going to remember? You're probably going to remember having your finger pinched and the pain that happened to you during that whole event. Okay? Now, that's because it happened last. Let's say it happened first, okay? And now you're going on all these rides at Disneyland to have a wonderful time, and now your finger is throbbing. Are you going to enjoy yourself? Probably not. So when somebody asks you, gee, you went to Disneyland? Did you have a good time there? You're going to go, no. I went on, 20 rides. The very first one, I pinched my finger, and I was miserable for the other 19 rides that normally would have been wonderful. So this is how it works. You want to get rid of the judgment that's stored inside of you. And the judgment stored in you is not your own judgment. You're just bringing it up in this lifetime because your physical body wants to get healed from this. Otherwise, it's going to kill you. And this is why your body will kill itself to get well. It doesn't care how it brings a situation to you. It's transmitted in your psychic billboard to have harm come to you normally. And people read your billboard and things happen to you. Everything is conscious out there. Even that the door on that ride of Disneyland, it has a consciousness and it pinched your finger, okay? So you have to remember that what you want to be is in discernment, be in the present moment. So I hope I'm getting through to people. If you start looking at it this way, you're going to realize, man, that emotional clearing that Ron does is the best thing I can ever do in my life because I can look at my whole life now and not be traumatized by that school teacher when I was in the sixth grade who maybe hit me with a ruler or berated me, embarrassed me in front of all the children, or maybe I was playing baseball and the ball hit me and I remember that, it hurt, or maybe you're ready to hit a home run and the bases were loaded and all of a sudden, you know, you struck out and everybody on that team and all the people in the bleachers are now looking at you, giving you psychic attack energies to harm you because you're the one that lost the game for them. And it can go on and on and on and on. So what's your issue? You say your issue is from your past in this lifetime. And that got created from your ancestors. You're just re-experiencing, living the history of your ancestors with a different theme on it, okay? A different situation. This is why you want to have your emotional body cleansed. So here we go. Think of an issue in this lifetime right now, which was today. And I'll take the charge off of it. You're still going to be able to see it, but you should feel like, wow, that happened to me. I can now walk away from it and not worry about it tomorrow, not regurgitate it over and over and over again, because you will. Here we go. Emotional clearing. I'm going to count to bubble down the chakras like I do on the website. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth chakra cleared. Fourth chakra cleared. Third chakra cleared. Second chakra cleared. First chakra cleared. There. Now look at that situation that you dealt with. If you still have a feeling in your body about it, like, you know, nothing happened, or yeah, it's almost released, that means that your emotional body is overwhelmed. So now you have to go to your feeling body. That's the next one that takes the load on, the information from these. When you're first born, these bodies are empty. And then as you start living your life, they get filled up. And once they get filled up, then they start causing harm to your physical body. So the Earth Spirit did you a big favor by giving you these bodies. It wasn't created by the light ship. Only your spirit was, okay? So the Earth Spirit felt sorry for everybody from the aliens doing all this energy work on us through DNA, storing our negative effects in our DNA, bringing it forth in every lifetime so you can never get ahead. You can never get it cleaned out completely because something else always happens to you. Just look at your life now. You know, did you run out, have a neutral life where nothing happened to you emotionally? Everybody out there is probably saying no. So here we go. Let's do a feeling body. Same process, same issue. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. Now, if you still have a situation happening to you and you look at it and you go, man, you know, it's gone, great. If it's not, then let's go to the next body, which could either be your sensory body or it could be your trauma body. So I'll first do the trauma body. Maybe your feeling body is stuffed full of stuff. Your emotional body's spilling over all this crud. Your feeling body now is filled up, spilling over it, and all this stuff goes into your body, goes into your consciousness. Now I'm going to do your trauma body. Here we go, same issue. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. So for most people, the first two, the emotional and the feeling, will normally take away that situation. Maybe 5% of the people will need to go on like the trauma one. Now let's just say that you're really a person that's overwhelmed in this lifetime. So now we'll go into your sensory body. Sensory body is how you view life here. So maybe you feel like life is so bad here that it's awful because the other bodies are filled up. You're in judgment of life. So let's do sensory. This is how your body senses life here. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. There, it's done. So on the website, we do this by each year of your life. And the cost is $5 times your age. If you're over 60, then we cap it at $300. And you just do it one time. It's a one-time clearing. I'd highly recommend at least doing the emotional one minimum, and then pay the extra $50 at some time to stay current with your healing. Remember, the light doesn't go into the future. The future does not exist, but your past does. So they'll clear the past out of you. So a lot of people who do the emotional one will get the unlimited. It's $50, and you can go on it three times a day to stay perfect, whole, and complete, not having stuff bother you. And that's what I highly recommend, because once that healing has stopped working, when you pay for your whole lifetime, everything after that, the second next after the clearing is over with, you're starting to have more of a life experience, and things can happen to you just like it did previously. Maybe not quite as bad, but you're still going to be living life. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. It's great to be here, and thank you all for joining us on the Fast Chat, the ones that are writing on there. And if you're new to this show, you might want to do that too, and check out the website, which is creationlightship.com. And we're talking with Ron Amatron, or Ron Amatron is talking to us. So thank you so much for introducing some of those clearings. And if you are feeling something, or maybe noticing something, then that is usually a sign, a very, very good sign, that you need to have that clearing for your life. And if you go to the website, you can find a lot of good information there. There's a lot of clearings up top, which are free. And then there's the recommended healings that you can look at. There's also five-day sample healings, like what Ron, similar to what Ron was doing.
Yeah, and you can also click on it right now if you like, everybody. So that was just added. So go down. You can see my picture of me kind of to the right side, underneath where the Station 1, Station 2 buttons are with the phone numbers. Directly underneath that, you're going to see the Lightship insignia. And it'll give the website. Just mouse over that and click on it, and all of a sudden, you're going to be on the website. So you can look at it now, and there it is on the top. We're live on BBS. So if you can't get on BBS anytime, automatically you can hear it from the website, okay? And then Annika probably will run you through now. We're talking about the different pre-samples and things. So you can just look on the left-hand navigation side there, and she'll tell you all about these.
Okay, so basically, I get up the list of services when I do that, Ron. So I'm looking at the list of services, and it goes through quite a bit of what the different clearings is that Ron is doing.
That's a little book on the left-hand top side.
Yes, the book on the left-hand side is basically where you can see all the different clearings that are listed on the website. So that's all the online healings. And if you look at that, you will see a few different categories. You can also just search under the general category and put something in, let's say, search term emotional. You might get then to the ones that are linked to emotional clearing. And also, you know, linked to that would also be seven generational emotional clearings and other things. So then there's several different categories. So if you look to the side of that, you will see current lifetime clearings, and then we have advanced current lifetime clearings and so on. And it's really great to go on there and look through that. Also with the recommended healings, I should just kind of mention, the emotional healing is always recommended. Of course, the ones that we just did, the feeling body, sensory body, and that sort of thing, coming after that. But if you can at least, like Ron says, get the emotional healing, you will have opened that doorway of getting more of your spirit back and also getting more towards wellness. So I should maybe get to that, because I actually got a question for you, Ron.
Okay.
So a question that was emailed to me is, can you explain the difference that is between healing for this life to feeling better versus things to get out and ascend? So in a sense, the difference between clearing for your body versus clearings for your spirit, and that might explain a few things for a few people out there.
Okay, so let's just say that you just came on this website or this radio program, and you called me up on the phone and you said, "Ron, I'm tired of living here on this planet. I know I've been here for 80,000 years, you know, and I want to get out of here. And I know that every 2,000 years I have the availability to leave here, but somehow the body that was that I was in did not understand that the light shift comes every 2,000 years. And also the spiritual teachings that I probably had in that in a body, which I don't know anything about naturally, but it lost out every 2,000 years. So that means that I lost out on 40 ascension points. So I could have left here 40 ascension points ago or 80,000 years ago. Now you're coming up to another one right now. So are you going to miss out on 41 ascension points, okay? So your spirit's going, "Man, I'm stuck here. How do I get out of here?" Well, and why are you stuck here? Well, the reason why you're stuck here is because the aliens gave you a barcode on your spirit. That's why I referenced the song Hotel California. It starts off with down a dark, dusty highway. So we can kind of get a clue of what that's like, you know. And then from there, you know, it says something like, I guess the doorman or something says, "We're programmed to receive. Hello. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave." So that means a lot when you start realizing that. So the dark side gave your spirit a barcode, which allows them to abduct you at these 2,000-year cycle points. So they sort of probably know when that abduction time is happening. So I'll just talk about it differently. We all recently have found out about the Mayan calendar. Maybe the Mayan calendar maybe wasn't very popular, maybe in the 1800s, okay? But all of a sudden now in our lifetime, we start hearing about the Mayan calendar. And what does that mean? Maybe some of the Christians out there know about it too. Maybe they realize that the end of the time is coming because it's prophesied that Jesus will come back in 2,000 years, okay, to save everybody. That's in the Talmud of Emmanuel, okay? This is why I'm here, to do this work, okay? So it's already been prophesied that Christians know about it. They're waiting for Jesus to come out of the sky. He's not coming. But I won't get into that because mainly because where is he going to come to? None of the churches teaches philosophy. They just recite out of the Bible, okay? This show teaches his philosophy. But aside from that, you have an opportunity to leave so you can get the aliens away from you because they know that in 2,000 years something's going to happen. So all of a sudden we go by the Mayan calendar. There's other things happening to the planets that people talk about. But just forgetting that, we'll just stick with the Mayan calendar of 2012. Now we got a physical date. Now, what do the Mayans do to people? Were they a very high spiritual group? I don't know. I don't think I'd follow anybody who drank people's blood, cut their heads off, pulled out their heart, gave them herbal enemas, did many things, you know, throwing their head off, you know, down a cliff. So that doesn't sound very spiritual. But yet they're giving us this philosophy that the world's coming to an end in 2012. So maybe they're on the other side of 2012, a second after that, and maybe they are doing, their alien group is doing the ascension. Maybe this happened to you 4,000 years ago. Maybe there's some other group out there doing a similar thing to take you off into, you know, the beyondo someplace so you would not understand that you had a chance to leave here. So I would probably say that the aliens from the Mayans are setting everybody up for 2012 by their calendar date. People are going to be waiting, anticipating for that to happen. And wham, they got you. And it could happen again to you. This is why I also have the 2012 Ascension for the dark side also on the website that you can do so that it will maybe help you out with that. But the main thing is your spirit barcode. You want that off of you. If you do have any cord connections to the 2012 event, By doing maybe research on what's going to happen, you're already hooked onto that bus, okay? you probably got this ball and chain around your neck and around your legs, and you're corded to all these event happenings in 2012. This is because you have free choice, free will, and naturally, you know, you're curious. The mind always wants to look for something. And in the process, like Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. But as you do that, looking outside of yourself for answers, then you're tapped into the darkness. So if you want to get out of here, by all means, do the spirit barcode. The light ship will find you. Okay? And that's one way that you can leave here. So if you've been here for more than, say 2,000 years, and yeah, you probably want to leave. You know yourself how long you've been here. Basically, you have only one life now, so if you've been here for more than one particular incarnation, you know this is a dark side planet. So if you came here just for one incarnation and you couldn't leave, you go, wow, what's wrong with this here? I'm supposed to leave after each incarnation. Then you realize that you're stuck here. You got stuck into the prison planet. So this is the way it works. So it's very simple. If you want to get out of here, then that's for your spirit, okay? If you want to do a body ascension, then that's a little more complicated, only because you're still carrying the baggage from your ancestors 2,000 years ago, because your body did not ascend. We're talking about your body now, okay? So your body's here because your ancestors did not understand the teachings of Jesus, and from that body that was there, other bodies may have left for the ascension, but your genetic line did not leave for whatever reason. And this is why Jesus came at that time to, in a sense, what they talk about, heal you from your sins. Well, he was doing what I'm doing, like the emotional clearing, taking away the judgment out of the body so that the spirit can not only come into your heart, but integrate with your whole body, the cellular structure. And then you can do the ascension. And that's why I have clearings on the website for that. So that's the whole gist of it. If you want to get out of here with your spirit so you can say goodbye to the earth, then do that. Another good clearing that I recommend doing, is your mental body. Get that thing cleaned out so you can understand what we're talking about. Otherwise, your mental body is going to tell, no, this is not correct, I don't believe this here, and you're going to be going off into another land of ozone, not knowing where you're going. You're going to be in the beyondo because your mental body is also controlled by the aliens. So, and this also helps left and right brain balancing. So basically, we have a few clearings that I would say are a must. You want to do a sensory clearing, and that one takes away your past life traumas from your body, emotional traumas. And then the foreign one allows you to get your twin flame energy to you, not your twin flame itself, but the energy. Because it's out somewhere else, waiting for you to connect to it, but the dark side severed that connection. And it also allows you to have your home base, which is your true spiritual backup, all your friends out there. So that's basically, what I'd recommend having. If you're an older person, an older baby being 30 years of age or older, you probably have some death barcodes on you. Remember, your natal chart gives you these. This is the way the aliens can get you to leave the planet from the body that you're in. You go back to your light of the darkness other side, then they pop you back in here again into another body. So the main thing is to get the barcodes off of you so you can have a better life and you might be able to live longer. Or if not, have more energy into your body. So most people have three death barcodes. Some people have more than three. You could have as many maybe as eight. I myself am going through them quite frequently right now. I'm up to, I think, 63, so I'm getting hit a lot recently because of what I'm doing here, but it's just the way it works, so I'm not really too worried about it. But for a regular person, if you had 63 death barcodes, you would not be living. You probably wouldn't be living if you had 15 of them, but most people have three. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and since you're talking about that and about ascending and coming, getting out of here, I just wanted to do what Karen is asking for. So what was the clearing you said for the body ascension again?
Okay, the body ascension, you want to clean out your emotional body, probably your feeling body. You want to do the clearings that you think you need so that you're not in judgment. So the emotion one is desperately needing, and the sensory, that's past life. From there, then you look at the issues that you may have. And that will indicate to you what energetic bodies need to be cleaned out. So that's where you start at.
So let's say if you're doing the centuries and you're clearing out your past lives, will that also help those people that were in those past lives with you somehow?
Typically not, but it could. Remember, all you can do is help yourself. You can't help anybody else but yourself. And that's one of the big misnomers, is that everybody wants to do healing on everybody else but themselves. Just think of how you're going to be, you know, the day that you died, and you look upon your body and life, and you go, what did I really do for myself? Well, you helped so-and-so, you did this, you did that, and the other. But did you really work on yourself to have a better life? Most people would probably say, no, I did not do that. I was too caught up with everybody else's problems. And I was solving problems, and I had to do this, you know, I had that I had to do, you know what life is like. But did you really dedicate the time to yourself to have clearings done to live a good life here? And most people would probably say no. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, we have this big thing about compassion towards other people, and it kind of has a bad name to actually have compassion for yourself, or what should I say, almost you could get called selfish, you know, by actually just really concentrating on working on yourself. But this is the place for, you know, for that sort of thing. So, yes.
And the clearings are really fast. You know, you don't have to go through and get a PhD on these things, you know. Not like going to school or going to other practitioners that use the mind energy to clear you, which takes, you know, maybe weeks or hours, you know, hours, weeks, months, you know, to do something. Most of the clearings require only 1 hour, and you're done. That's where the light works. The light does not work in time. And I have to use the time energy here to do the clearings so people understand it. But I could just click my finger like that and have your whole lifetime cleared. But people will not understand that. So that's why I count down the chakras, because people know about the chakras, and it's a way that I can bring the energy forward. Plus, people like to feel the energy in their body moving as these chakras get cleared out. I have people who actually can, they'll do one clearing in a year, and they'll stop, and they'll look at each chakra and feel it. Then they'll go to the next year. And, you know, it might take them longer than maybe a half an hour to an hour to do, but that's because they choose to see what happened to them in their life. Maybe you had a problem at the age of 14, and you really want to see if the stuff went away from you. Well, you can visit it and look at it as it's being released. There's no really need to do that, but there are people out there who like to kind of look at their traumas and watch them go. I think most people just want to get them out, and they don't care. They've already been suffering maybe for 50 years on that same trauma, and they don't really want to visit it any longer. They just want it out. And this is what these clearings do. It's instantaneous healing. And, you know, all it takes is 1 hour and a little bit of dedication on your part to want to follow through. Remember, your mind is going to tell you no. It's too much money. I can't do this, you know. I need to go to the show every week, you know, with my boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, and go out to eat. And, you know, I got to spend that $100 on myself for more. But, you know, the most important thing is to clear yourself out so you can have a wonderful, enjoyable life. But I can't do anything. And if there's somebody out there listening who has financial means to promote me through the expos, maybe pay for some expo events that I have to pay for, the flying, going to places, or maybe you want to have me come to your own town, you know, I'd be happy to do that. But, you know, the whole thing is to, you know, do the clearings. You know, if I have somebody who was financially able, who really understood what I'm doing, who wasn't attached to the darkness and money of the darkness, then I could have the whole website available free for everybody. So that's what I would like to do. This is what the Light Ship wanted to do initially. But I had to go through, you know, a lot of our own personal money to even do this. And all these shows that I do, you know, actually cost me money. And I have free listeners. That's why we like to have sponsors. Hello, everybody. Want to be a sponsor at $60 to have the show with you on there talking. So if you're interested, I would love to have that because it'll save me money. And we know how that is. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so if you want to, you can do that on the website. There is a part down the bottom on the left-hand side where you can go on, come on as a sponsor, and you can, of course, email Ron for something like that, which is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So that's always welcome. And we also do take callers today. If you want to call in, please call in. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And there's also a few other lines. If you go to BBS Station 1, you can find them. And we'd love to hear from you. I also wanted to say, if you do want to clear somebody who you are around, like your family members or people you're working with, you can do that, and you can pay for those clearings to be done, and it will help you. So if you are, for instance, having a problem with someone, and we all know about that, and you want to actually do a clearing for them, then their spirit will never say no to having darkness taken off. You know, it's basically things we never asked to have put on us anyway. So you don't actually have to tell them. You don't have to tell the people that you are helping out with removing darkness from them and therefore helping them be more in the light. So that's totally a wonderful, wonderful thing to do to somebody. But remember, we are here to work on ourselves, but, you know, people around us, if we do clear them out, yes, it will help ourselves too. So, you know, a lot of people are asking about the new clearing, and before I go on to that, that's the all parallel lifetime clearing, and I wanted to go on to that. But before I do, Stephanie was asking about animals. So we know we get stuck in the reincarnation loop and come back and come back and come back. And she was asking, does that happen to animals as well?
Boy, I would say yes.
Okay.
Okay. Only because I have seen animals become reincarnated into other animals. So yes, In fact, you may have actually seen animals yourself, like a dog or a cat, and maybe the dog acts like a cat sometimes, or, you know, has that mannerism. Or you probably maybe have seen, you know, maybe you're able to communicate to a bird very easily. And you know that bird has a much higher intelligence from maybe some other animal. So, yes, they do. Also, you know, entities can come into animals. So, you know, you could possibly have an animal that has Uncle George in it. You know, maybe Uncle George wants to be with you, so it came into the animal. I won't get into that too much, but that could be a possibility too. But yeah, I do believe that the animal spirits are also stuck here in, you know, in the reincarnation process by the aliens. So yes, And what I will say, okay, yeah, we're talking about that new clearing. Okay, so
yes.
If you've been with me for a while and you had a few clearings, the new clearing is $100, and this allows you to go into your past clearings that you have had, and then you can go into the parallel timelines with that to clear it out. So it's very, very beneficial. The clearings that we have on the website are all in the moment and are all for this lifetime. And they don't include the parallel lives that the aliens take you to. So the new clearing, you know, is called the Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal. And that's under the Parallel Lifetime Clearing. It's the first one listed there, I believe. I might be changing the name on it, so it might be a little easier to figure out when you read it, but that's the newest one. So if you had an emotional clearing and you want now to get rid of the timelines that emotional clearing is on, then you can do that. We're also going to be putting up another clearing that will deal with the timelines. And this clearing is going to deal with issues that you have. Remember, when you go to a timeline, you're living a life. And what are you doing in that lifetime? What issues are you having? Remember, the aliens want to use you emotionally. They want to take that energy out of you. And so if you have an issue, that can be brought back into this timeline here where you are, because you are living in the moment here, typically, or hopefully, but you're still living here, and you can bring back all these issues from previous timelines, future, past, and present, that you've been living in, into this lifetime. And so if you put an issue down, then you'll be able to clear that issue out of these timelines. So this is going to be the new clearing coming up. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, that's so great. So basically you can put in any of the emotional and the mental and all those clearings that you've had done before.
Yep, unlimited usage.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to really spread yourself out into all different areas now.
Yeah, and I know that you can, I don't have it in front of me, but I know you can go back in several different times and in several of your past lives. And I've been really feeling it. The ones that I've tried, I've really felt it. So it's quite something, quite something. It's a big one for sure. So just now, I don't really see anything. I might have missed something, but I don't think so. But maybe we could talk a little bit about what's going on now and what are you doing these days? Because I know you've been doing a lot lately. And what's happening if somebody, let's say somebody's new and they don't know what you're all about and who are you and what's the Creation Lightship doing here, maybe we can go a little bit into that.
Well, the Lightship is here like it does every 2,000 years to take away spirits that are stuck here, basically, for the ascension process. Now, let's just say that you're in a planet of light and the darkness wasn't here. There was no alien intervention coming in here to cause you problems. Alien attacks are gone. Everything like this here. So you're just strictly living a wonderful life, but the time has to change. So maybe the body that you're in, you would like to get out of it. So you're a free choice, free will to do that. But what they do is they make a set time every 2,000 years so that the whole universe of light gets turned off. Now, for us, it's great because all of a sudden the darkness leaves. Well, the bad part of that is that the good part is that if you're in the light, you go, man, no more darkness, I'm out of here. Then you can do the ascension with your spirit, your body, or both, okay? But most people, like I said, are then taken sideways into a parallel timeline, a parallel universe, you know. And when that happens, then you don't know about ascension. So then you come back here again. So the Lightship is here to get rid of the darkness. So it just turns off everything in the light. And that's probably why they talk about out of the darkness came the light. Well, that's at an ascension point, okay? So it makes it sound like it was first darkness in the universe, and the light figured out darkness and wanted to have light, so now it could have a duality. Well, the light doesn't create duality. It's all light. So the energy of the darkness just means that light is no longer present. And then it gets turned back on again, and that allows everything to do like musical chairs, and everything moves into a different area of consciousness. If you choose to, you can always go back to the same lifetime. Normally, you don't do that because there's no reason to. It wouldn't make sense to me or anybody. It'd be like, I guess, get a reference of Disneyland earlier. So I don't know how many rides are there. Let's just say there's 50 rides, right? Would you go to Disneyland and only go on one ride each time you went? Probably not. You'd want to see what else is there. And then maybe after you went on all 50, possibly you may want to go back to the other ones. You know, but that, you know, I'm just talking kind of common sense here. So in the universe of light, you know, there's zillions of planets and everything else to experience. So for you to go back to the same location twice is probably not going to happen. And this is why they have the ascension, so that you can leave and start a new life somewhere else, okay? And also it does an organization of the light. But the main thing is it gets rid of the darkness out of the light so that it's pure light over again. So it starts over. What's happened here is that people have been taken sideways into darkness. So light comes, looks around for people with light energy. Maybe there's only 200 left on the planet. It goes, okay, 200 people are here. pick up those 200, you know, whatever time it takes for the light ship to find everybody throughout the universe of light. And you go back to your home base energy. Your spiritual blueprint of your last body is put on hold as a energetic life form, as a blueprint. The light ship collects that and then turns on the universe of light. Again, that big power switch comes on. Wham, there's light here. And now you decide where you want to go to. The planets now are rematerialized with maybe a new spirit in them, and you're now at free choice to go on whatever ride you want to go on, just like at Disneyland, okay? Well, what happened to the other people? There's more than 200 people here on this planet. Well, they were taken to a dark side universe. So all of a sudden the light gets turned on, and they go, okay, now it's time to have these people come back here again. They missed the ascension. They know nothing about it. Maybe they're still waiting for it. And we'll bring them back here, and all of a sudden the planet is heavily populated again, which is why we have overpopulation here, okay? So all of a sudden they're back here, and they go, gee, you know, this is really a bad place to live. I can't get out of here. You just lost your 2,000 cycle chance, your chance to get out. So now you're waiting for the next one, which you know nothing about because naturally it already happened. Nobody talks about it. The ones that knew left. So that's kind of how it works. The light ship is here for the ascension process. Just get out your Bible. Jesus talked about ascension. He did clearings for ascension. He healed people of their sins, which is your genetic cell, your memory, so your body could take light from your spirit into it, so your body could transform itself into a light body and be gone. And that's what the light ship is here to do. Same process, same thing. Nothing's new. It's the same thing that happens across the whole universe of light. So this is why the light ship is here. So it's going to take the clearings to do that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. So just because of what you were just talking about, so the overpopulation that is here now, for instance, is due to that there's so many that haven't ascended last time, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, there's not that many, you know, that probably ascended. I don't think there's probably, I don't know. I can't really tell. I don't know. I would say maybe like 1,500 people when Jesus walked the earth probably did the ascension, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, it's not that many.
Yeah. So
you
know, what about animals?
That's just past history.
Sure.
How many are
going
to do it this time? How many people are doing the clearings to get themselves cleaned out? To have your body cleaned out so your body can leave here. Maybe you don't care about your body. You know, your body will just come back. Well, it probably won't come back, but, you know, if it did come back to this planet, if your spirit decided to come back into it again, which it's, as of this moment, it's not, so you're going to be stuck someplace with the body. Your poor body's going to be suffering on some alien planet someplace that looks like the Earth. But, you know, aside from that, it's your poor body's been here in genetic form for a long time. Don't you honor your body? Don't you love your body enough to get it out of here? You know, if you saw a little child maybe stuck, like in a mine shaft or something, you know, maybe a quarter mile, wouldn't you throw it a rope to help it or go down to help the child? Well, just think of your poor body. It's a much more sad shape than that. I think we had a caller, so.
Hello, yeah, it sounded like a beep. Is there anyone
else? Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. My name is Kim, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Kim.
And I don't really know what the subject is about tonight. I'm just tuning in. My computer's acting up, so what exactly is the subject on tonight?
Well, it's about getting your spirit into your body. You talk to your spirit at all?
Oh, most definitely. I sure do.
That's good. And that's in your heart center. It's not in your head.
Right.
Okay, so if you talk to your spirit, you're on the right program. This is what we're all about, is your spirit integrated more fully with you.
Okay. And I also, see spirits as well, so I'm very in tune with it.
So, what would you like to? Do you have a question about Jesus' lifetime or a thing?
Well, just whatever you could tell me. I mean, what are you seeing. I don't really have a specific question, no.
I don't do readings. This is not a program for readings. This is about ascension. You might listen to the archive.
No, I know it's not readings tonight. I'm just saying with the healing part itself, explain a little of that to me. I'm new with this, so I'm still, learning.
Okay, do you have a situation that you can think of in your lifetime that caused you a problem, aggravation, something that's haunting you, an emotional problem? Everything's emotional, but,
Well, when my daughter passed away.
That's a rough one. How do you feel about that now when you think about it?
Well, honestly, I've always accepted it.
How do you feel about it? Accepting it is mental. How does your body feel?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I feel sad a lot of times, but a lot of times I'm...
Okay,
sorry. I have been able to go move on, I guess you would say.
Well,
I know where she's at is beautiful. And I do feel, that you have to accept it and learn how to deal with it.
Well, I can take away some of your sadness. Would you like that?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Count to five to release some of that sadness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's gone. How does it feel now?
Well, I feel pretty good.
Okay, a little better?
Yeah, I do. I actually could feel, right after that, I don't know how to describe what I just felt. It's more like a tingling sensation, I guess, and it felt like maybe... what do you want to call them? Sometimes you see like white spots before your eyes. It looks like snow almost falling.
Yeah.
That's what I just kind of experienced.
Okay. So what?
What do you think?
Yeah, that's great. So what you saw was light probably coming to you, and the tingling was you had from the traumatic situation. You were holding a charge of an emotion that got transferred into your body, okay? And so the tingles is the fact that your spirit now is able to come more fully into you where this blockage, came from.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So what I do is a whole lifetime clearing of emotions. It's $5 times your age. It's on my website, creationlightship.com, and takes about a half an hour to an hour to do, depending on your age, and it's done. And then that gets rid of about 95% of the traumas, the situations that you had in this lifetime that normally, people deal with, because they recycle over and over again as a negative event.
Okay, well, great. Well, thank you so much, Ron, and hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye to you. Okay, are you out there, Annika, or is your phone line is busy? Okay, so it's like Annika may have got cut off of BBS here. So if you're listening to us, Seth, maybe you can give her a call possibly. So let's see, maybe the time you're back. Well, that was quick. Hey, wait, we have a Tina. This is a good one. If aliens benefiting from our suffering, which they are, okay, why would they kill us? Well, we die because it's probably a much worse experience in the future. Now, remember, when somebody dies, it's going to affect a lot of people. So if we live forever, you wouldn't have the trauma put on the relatives and the family members. And this is why people basically die. Plus, the body's used up. It can't hold any more energy. And all the emotional traumas that we go through ages the body. And all of a sudden, the body suffers, which they like the body to suffer. They probably really love people that are maybe in a hospital on life support because they're getting energy off that body. So that's probably the greatest way that they can get energy, because the loved one wants to keep their family member alive. And as long as that spirit comes in off and on, it's energizing that body, and they're just getting off that trauma. Plus, everybody around in the hospital, everything else, are feeling sorry for that person. and they're getting energy from them too. So the dying process is really the ultimate way that the darkness can get energy off everybody quickly, or maybe some kind of traumatic situation, event, you know, like, say, Katrina or something. They really got tons of energy from that experience, okay? You know, if you're, you know, like myself, not living there, but just hearing about it, you know, I felt bad about the situation. So the dark side took that energy from me because it's an emotional trauma that I was experiencing, et cetera, looking at people, especially the footage of that, how they didn't really get any help and everything else. And you wonder what's going on, but I can't get into government stuff like that. But basically, everybody knows what happened. And all that trauma that you felt, the sadness, man, that dark side really lived on that. And that's how they do that. So they created that situation to live off of your life force energy. Back to you, Annika.
Hey, Ron?
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. We'll just see if we can clean something out here. Here we go. So sinuses deals with breathing. We'll bring in an oxygen, number 17. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And number 58, oxygen. This may help you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then we'll take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. And now we'll just work on the sinuses itself, see if we can clean those out, clear them out. You might have some alien life forms in there. This is why we have the 8-hour calls and also the one on the website for $30 a month to get rid of alien parasitic life forms. So let's look at your sinuses. I see that little small spiders in there, alien spiders. Let's take some of those out. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to get rid of some of these here. Can't guarantee I'll get rid of all of them, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just see if that helps you. And remember, these alien life forms also have waste products. We have that on the website, poison waste carcass removal. So let's get rid of the waste products here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the poison that they left you, that you're living with, which might be mucus. Maybe you blow your nose and you're extracting the poison from the and waste products from the aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now the dead carcasses. Remember, they die in you also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And they could be dying also because of alien wars inside of your body. You know, maybe some alien doesn't like these things, so it's trying to kill it. Remember, the aliens are strictly out there for causing manipulation, control, and, you know, when something doesn't like it, they kill it. That's what we do. That's what they do. So it's the same thing, as above, so below. That's why we have wars here. Alien races don't like each other. Here it's just human races, but there's still an alien race controlling us. So different cultures. And that's the sad thing. As above, so below. Back to you, Annika. Looks like our time is kind of coming to a close. I'll just say we're doing a Q&A again this coming Friday. And that's at 8 o'clock PST after the BBS Station 2 program. I'll give you the phone number in case you don't listen to the other the two shows coming up. The phone number is 646-519-5800. I repeat that. 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, 9009. So if you have any questions, come on this coming Friday, and we can answer your questions. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and also I wanted to mention that you have several different ways to do healing during the week. If somebody wants to come on the calls that you do, you have conference calls coming up. There's one on Monday and one on Friday, and then also the water charging call, which is on Wednesday. And we do several shows on BBS. We have Wednesday coming up again at the at 7 Pacific Standard Time. And then on Friday, it's around 7 o'clock also, and that's on Station 2. And then Saturday at 9 p.m., and that is, you know, all those times were in Pacific Standard Time because that's where I am. So a little late for you on the East Coast, but we hope you join us for that. That is Saturday night live on the Lightship. And Ron, you are, perhaps we can go into any clearings suggested for artists and writers, is asked by Freedom. And we do have the self-empowerment clearing. Do you want to talk about that a little bit before we finish today?
Yeah, the self-empowerment clearing is for people that could be stuck a little bit. Remember, everybody's stuck in some way of their life. So it allows you to get rid of issues. Some of these issues on the self-empowerment clearing, I think it was like 36 of them or 39 of them, could also be considered a whole lifetime clearing if you wanted to go further and deeper into it. But the self-empowerment clearing is designed to give you a jump start, and it deals with mind control. Is it your mind causing you to be stuck? Is somebody else's mind, remember psychic attack energy, causing this to be done to you? Is it somebody not wanting you to get ahead and they hired a dark side practitioner to do hexes and spells on you and curses? That happens. Maybe the aliens don't like you. Maybe you have an alien race that wants to be an artist in you, you know, as they come through maybe, and another one doesn't like that, so the aliens now are on you. So there's a lot of ways that you can look at it, but the self-empowerment clearing, I believe it's $50, and it lasts for 6 weeks. So if you haven't done that clearing, you might get in there, and it does take time, okay? This is not one of these things you can just look at it and say, I'm going to spend an hour a day on it to clear it, because it may take a lot longer than that, you know, because you have a lot of clearings there. And I would say probably do a couple hours a day, maybe an hour in the morning, an hour at night or so. And it will change your life. I have people who commented on it to me. By just doing a few of them, they pick out normally the ones that they know about, and they clear that out, and all of a sudden they get a job, and they go, wow, this is great. Also, you may want to do your psychic billboard. That's $20 for the month. And that works with your natal chart. It's a dark side plan for you, but the plan is what you're dealing with at this present moment. So everybody reads your condition of your body, the condition of you, where you are in your life, you know, how you believe your life is, what your issues are. So you can ask all your friends, say, gee, I want to know what my issues are. What do you think of me? And they'll tell you what they think of you, and you want to get the negative ones. Then you can write that down because you know what they are now. You may not know yourself, maybe blinded by it, okay? And then you can put down how you want to be, and that will erase what you're dealing with and give you a new start on life because you can have a new experience because people will come to you because they read your billboard. If you have up on your billboard, you know, oh, poor me, I'm always broke, don't have any money, well, everybody will come to you to support that. They'll probably want to take money from you so that you're always broke. So you can change that reality because you are changing the dark side script for yourself. It's a tool that you can use from the dark side, you know, in a sense, because you know about it now. Remember, knowledge is powerful. So this is a way that you can change your life by changing your billboard. And that's only $20 for the month. So that's what I recommend doing. Anyway, our show's about over. Our next program on BBS will be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So I'll say blessings to all of you. We have a conference call coming up for $20, a one-hour Lightship healing. And that starts at 1:30. So blessings to everybody. And see you later. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you so much. Good night.